Yeah, when I Wayne talked to me about helping to fill in for Frank on this session, I agreed to take over the talk that he was doing, to take over for Maria Attilia. So you're getting all this third hand, so I'll do my best with it, and hopefully we'll learn something about insects and rice in Portugal. First off, Portugal is one of the largest consumers of white rice in the EU, and they average about 15 kilograms per person per year. They produce most of that within the country. They both produce short grain rice and long grain rice, predominantly short grain inside. And then they also import a lot of rice as well, mainly the long grain rice. And the reason that they got interested in doing this study on the pest management side is that it's a seasonal crop in Portugal. So there's a lot of storage of both the paddy or rough rice and the milled rice within Portugal, and so there's a lot of concern about making it available year-round. There are three main production regions of rice in Portugal, shown here up in the northern part of the country, Tejo and Sado down here, and the research we'll talk about today is primarily done at these two locations here. There are more than 2,000 rice farmers and 8 rice mills within the country. So the objectives of this multidisciplinary project, and we'll at the very end they have some information on the group that's doing this, was to basically look at insect, and the initial phase was to look at insect populations from the field all the way to the rice mill, and then also in the next phases was to focus more on the pest management side. So as I mentioned, primarily focused in these two rice producing regions. They looked at 9 on-farm storage sites, 3 rice fields, and 2 rice mills. And they're basically interested in detecting the insect species that were associated with the rice going from the field to the mill. They used a variety of sampling methods and different sampling in different locations and different lengths of time. In the rice fields, they looked at 2 different locations. And they used several different trapping methods, sticky traps, these pan traps, and light traps. And then in the bulk rice sampling, this was on-farm storage and in a rice mill in a large flat warehouse storage situation. And there they were primarily using the StoreGuard probe trap. And then in structures, they looked at 2 rice mills, and there they were primarily using the dome trap for the data we'll show today. And then this is just reiterating that sort of summary data for the rice fields. We had 3 different fields. And basically only sampled between August and September of the 1 year. On-farm storage, again, at multiple warehouses and a silo that they sampled in, and just from the period of November to April. In the rice mills, they went all year round for multiple years, looking at both the warehouse, the silos, and the factory part of the facility, and both at paddy rice produced within the country and then also imported brown rice. And that was in the first rice mill, and the second rice mill is mainly just locally produced paddy rice, and they monitored in the warehouse and also in the factory. So the first part for the rice field data, they looked at environmental conditions, and this is comparing the two locations. You can see the temperatures range up to over 90 degrees and down into below 60 during the summer months. And there's definitely seasonal patterns in the amount of moisture produced as well. And there's some variation between the locations, much less variation in the temperature extremes, and more moisture in the Tejo Valley region. So basically, to summarize what they found from the field monitoring, the pan traps, the Moriki traps, and the sticky traps never really captured any stored product insects. They captured other insects. There were a number of small hymenoptera that were captured in these traps that they're currently working on identifying to find out if any of these might be stored product parasitoids or not. But the light traps were the most efficient. They had the highest number of stored product insects captured and the greatest diversity. And here's the summary of the data for 2 different fields of the different stored product insects that they captured. The one thing to note is they did capture some Cetophilus out in the field, but this was at a trap that was relatively close to a warehouse. So there may have been insects moving from that environment. In the next phase of the project, they went and looked in from post-harvest situations, from both bulk storage through into warehouse storage. Here's bulk grain storage and flat warehouse into the processing facilities where they use sticky traps, and after processing in the sort of these bulk bag storages, and then even into the areas where they worked on packaging of the commodity. Oh, shoot. We had this problem the other day, too. Well, this will be really interesting here. Yeah, we had this problem when I tried to load it yesterday, and I guess it didn't get fixed on this one. So we got environmental conditions here. We're not going to be able to see this. I think on the other one, I had to reload it onto the hard disk to get this to work. So we might have to take a minute here. Sorry about that, but that's the problem with having to load this last minute here. Basically what they found with the on-farm storage was that it was mostly Mycetophagus species that they found on the farm storage. There weren't many of the internal feeding species or the primary pests. Just need to copy it off of the drive into the... Okay, sorry about that. We uploaded it yesterday, had some problems with their file, and we fixed it, but because we had to load it up again today, had problems. This is the environmental data collected inside the on-farm storage situations, and the bottom graph shows the moisture content in the paddy rice. And the thing to point out here is that some of these locations had pretty high moisture in the rice, and that may contribute to why most of the stored product insect species that they found were Cryptophagus species. Silken fungus beetles were certainly the most common. So then they switched and started doing some monitoring in the rice mills. And here again, they're showing the environmental conditions, showing quite a bit of fluctuation in the relative humidity and the temperatures in the facilities. And the main rice species that they found in rice mills, not surprisingly, Psittacophagus species, primarily ZMAs, but also some Oryzae. Secondary species were Cryptophagus pharyngiensis and Trivolium castaneum. Up here, they were looking at both the paddy and the brown rice, and you can see that the Psittacophagus was much more common in the paddy rice than it was in the brown rice. Where the Cryptolestes was much more common. This is rice mill one here. And again, Psittacophagus were much more common, total insects caught. It was the same pattern also in rice mill number two. Second rice mill, here's the the percent occurrence data through time. And you can see that Psittacophagus was quite common throughout the whole monitoring period, whereas some of the other species like Trivolium dropped off as they went into the winter. So this is the total number of stored product insect species broken down by the different monitoring locations. We have the rice field, the paddy rice on farm storage, paddy rice in the rice mill, brown rice in the rice mill one and rice mill two. And then this is just highlighting how the Mycetophagus species were much more common in the paddy rice storage situations, and they weren't as common once they got into the actual rice mills. And it dropped off even more once they got into the processing facilities themselves. And then this is a summary of again, the stored product insect species, the primary feeders. Mostly, again, there were quite a bit that found on the paddy rice, just not as common as the Mycetophagus. And again, once you got into the processing facilities, there was some Rhizopertha, Cryptolestes, the two species of Cetophilus, and some of the Tenebrionid species as well. We also found beneficial species, and again, they were much more common on the farm storage sites than they were once they got into the rice mills, and they're showing data here for the brown rice storage. So the conclusions on this is that results indicate that search for stored rice pests should be continued in the rice fields to help clarify the origin. Some of the species that they found, they think may have been dispersing from on-farm storage sites. And their survey comparing the different trapping methods indicates that light traps were the only ones that were really effective at capturing the target insects, and they'll be using those for further surveys. And they also sampled the rice in the field, but they didn't recover any stored product insects. On-farm storage, more insect species were found in the on-farm storage than in the rice mill, but the main insects caught were predominantly the Mycetophagus, and they think that moisture content in the rice on-farm storage is the major factor that's allowing fungi to grow, and then that's contributing to the presence of this species diversity. And they also report that occasional insect infestations occurred very soon after the rice was harvested. And so their focus in the future would be to focus on non-chemical options for drying down the rice on the farm storage, initiating aeration and drying schedules to help reduce these insect issues. For the rice mills, the main insects caught were the commodity feeders, primarily Cetophilus species, of which Zea maize was the most common, followed by Tribolium castaneum and Cryptolestes. Predator parasitoids were recorded, but most of them were not very consistently found within these facilities. They're making recommendations in terms of trying to develop recommendations on trap placement and monitoring schedules for these facilities to help rice managers with decision making, whether it's necessary to do aeration and fumigation. And I think that's the phase where the project is going now. And they're going to consider some alternative control methods such as modified atmospheres and heat treatments. And then the last part is just to go over this project was a funding source within the EU called Eureka. It funds a number of different projects. It has a total budget of 1.4 billion euros. Involves working between government, research institutions, and industry groups. And this project that they're involved with is this integrated pest management of rice for consumption. I think that the initial phase was the 12-month period on the definition phase, and then they're in the implementation phase currently. I think it started in January of 2006, and it'll continue on until January of 2009. So this is an ongoing research emphasis. And it's a multi-country project as well. It's all taking place in Portugal, but they have collaborators from Italy, Israel, Greece, Spain, and Germany that are all involved in helping to conduct this research and providing consulting. And this is just more specifically on the different companies and organizations within the different countries that are involved in the project. And then there's some acknowledgments for the different people that participated with this. And they've obviously had a lot of involvement from the rice industry. And a number of the companies have been very helpful in enabling them to come in and do this work and this monitoring as well. Matthias Scholler has helped with the wasp identification for the parasitoid wasps. And in addition to the this Eureka project support, they also had support from Tropical Research Institute of Portugal, Foundation of Science and Technology, and Trace helped with supplying traps. And so I'll end there. Hopefully that'll maybe get us closer on schedule. I can try to answer any questions if you have any, but I did visit those regions. It's very beautiful and nice facilities, but I can also relay questions on and get back to you with answers if you have other things that come up.